and welcome to NSTA The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackeson, Executive Director of the group. And today with us is a first-time podcaster, at least with NSTA The Bus Stop. We have Leslie Smith. She's a National Account Executive at Infinity Workforce Solutions, and they're an NSTA vendor partner member. So, Leslie, welcome to NSTA The Bus Stop.
Thank you, Kurt. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Now, it's great to have you on. It's the first time on. NSTA has had a relationship with Infinity for a couple years, but you're kind of new to our group. So I think it'd be great for you to give our listeners a peek into your background and your current role at Infinity.
Okay, great. I actually started out in our client success department back in 2017. I was soon promoted to a client success lead. I was over all the girls and helped with all the migrations to our new platform. My husband got promoted. We ended up moving to the Dallas area, and I actually left the company for 2 months. They called me back and said, hey, can you come back and be in sales? And I said, absolutely. Do I start tomorrow? So here I am. I've been in doing sales for schools now for almost a year. I absolutely love it, building these relationships and talking to the people for all their ELDT needs has been really rewarding.
For the listeners who might not be familiar with Infinity, can you give us a little thumbnail sketch about the company?
Yes, we do online safety training for the bus transportation and trucking. We provide short videos with quizzes afterwards, and you also receive a client success partner with your account that helps service your account and train you guys throughout the year. So we help with all that and the ELDT. I know that's a big need for everyone right now as well.
Yeah, for sure. And we actually started something unique with Infinity with respect to one of our committees, that being the Manufacturers, Suppliers, and Technology Committee. And it started with your predecessor, but it's carried forward. And, you know, we work with you guys on the MST committee portal. So can you tell the listeners a little bit, about what we do there? And I think it helps us provide information to our committee members, but it also gives folks, a glimpse into the Infinity portal and platform as well.
Yes, the MST meeting minutes and the committee agenda and supporting docs, we upload those on a monthly basis when you guys have your meetings, maybe for people that cannot attend. So we upload them as custom content and assign them out as training. So the links go out for your training site, and anyone that's not able to join you guys for the meeting are able to access the system and review the documents and check yes or no that they read and understood the document. So you guys have reporting and certificates for each one of the users that could not attend.
And that's good for us as well, because so one of the advantages for us is that if folks are looking for, say, meeting minutes from several months ago, they can, instead of contacting us and or sifting through their own email for us to send them that, we can go to your, direct them to the Infinity portal, and they can access, minutes from there. And I think that's one, nice feature that you guys have, as well as, you mentioned their certificates. If we had programs, webinars where we want to provide a certificate of completion too, we can do that on the portal. Are there any other features that you'd like to highlight as far as the Infinity portal?
Well, for you guys, you said if they go in and do the training, for the meeting minutes and review those, even if they want to go back and refer, we have something that's called a resource library. So any completions done in the system, as long as that box is checked to send to the resource area after it's completed, anyone can go back and review anything at any time. And this is a huge plus, especially for ELDT, because people that are getting ready to go take their test after the theory and the behind the wheel, maybe they need to go back and reference something that they were struggling with so they can go back in and review any of the training completed at any time. Of course, the test questions and information like that do not follow over, but the actual videos and PDFs or whatever it may be goes in.
Right. And you mentioned ELDT or entry level driver training. Just to refresh everyone's memory, that came online this past February, you know, and for the industry, you know this, Leslie, we're in the midst of a driver shortage. Folks looked at ELDT as a you know, potentially another impediment, you know, to getting drivers onboarded. You know, but how, tell us how, you know, the Infinity platform can help, you know, private bus operators with the new ELDT requirements.
Yes. A lot of trainers right now that are doing theory in-house are spending 40 to 50 hours with up to, you know, one person or a couple people in-house at a time. With our platform, they can complete the B, P, and S endorsements within 12 hours or less in our platform. We also are a certified training provider for the FMCSA TPR. So we report all completions when the user is complete with all of their training over to the TPR as soon as they're finished. We've been told the completions are going over through our API within 5 minutes of completion. So this really saves them time. So they can actually add a user into our platform before they even step foot in the door for training with the people for behind the wheel. So this allows them to complete the videos before they even come in and see them.
And you mentioned TPR. We should say that that's the trainer provider registry. Yeah. And,
yes,
and, and whoever's doing your training has to be in that portal that is overseen by FMCSA, correct?
They do not have to be registered for a theory provider since we are the registered provider for the theory and they're using our services. They would have to find someone that has 2 years of CDL experience to register for the behind the wheel portion.
Right, right. And and I guess to my point, everybody now has to be in that TPR or training registry. Yeah. So it sounds as if, you know, the platform is helpful with respect to ELDT and the fact that we're having the, you know, this driver shortage that was brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about how things might have changed, you know, with respect to training, you know, because of the pandemic and how we're kind of evolving that situation post-pandemic?
Yeah. Yes, sir. A lot of clients, and we gained a lot more through the COVID and uptick in adding custom content to our system. And a lot of people that have different locations, like contractors out there that have multiple locations in different states, it's way easier for them to send the training out and have group admins instead of full admins of the system be over each one of the locations to be able to monitor the training, assign the training, and, you know, get the training out to the certain people. Before, you know, they were traveling around doing a lot of in-person training. So this helps everyone access the training remotely at all of the different locations and not have to all come together for an in-person meeting.
So one of the areas, especially in the current climate of trying to, you know, onboard those driver CDL candidates pretty quickly, you know, has been the fact that, you know, we're getting completion certificates in real time. And then, Leslie, tell us how Infinity can report that information pretty quickly to FMCSA so we can keep those drivers moving along in their training process.
Yes. As soon as they are done with their ELDT theory portion, all of that information is sent over within 5 minutes to the training provider registry through our API connection with them. So it almost goes over immediately. So the company can then click on the TPR, put the information in for that new driver to pull up all their information and then continue with their behind the wheel training.
You know, that's great. You know, as we move along, and certainly when, you know, we started these discussions with Infinity, you know, a couple years ago, things have evolved so much, you know, since that time, some of it pandemic driven, some of it just the state of the industry evolving. There are any other features that you guys are working on with your training platforms that might be helpful down the line or things you'd like to talk about with the listeners?
Sure. Actually, a lot of people that come to me and want to talk about entry-level driver training and helping them save time, when they get in the demo with me, they do not realize that we have an extensive transportation library of training. We also have license features that updates and lets you count down and track licenses in the system, and not just CDL. You can do like DOT physical, med cards, CPRs. People even track like accident reviews, things like that in the system. So we've recently updated this to be able to send out notifications, count down the user in their classroom at 90 days, saying, hey, you need to get this license updated and renewed with your, you know, safety director or whoever it may be.
Yeah, that's great. And a lot of great information on the podcast, Leslie. I'm sure folks, you know, have questions. If they'd like to learn more about the Infinity platform and perhaps to, you know, reach you or the company, how can they do that?
We have a website, infinityworkforce.com. If they just click on schools and ELDT, they can reach me there, or they can send me an email and schedule a demo at leslie.smith@verticalag.com.
That's great. Once again, our guest at NSTA The Bus Stop, Leslie Smith, National Account Executive, Infinity Workforce Solutions. Hey, Leslie, thanks for jumping on the podcast with us. Wish you much good luck with the platform, and you know, hope to see you at one of our meetings soon.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And thank you guys for having me as well. I appreciate it.